Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, the scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Numbers chapter 35. Numbers chapter 35. But first let us sing from Psalter 387, stanzas 1 through 4. To God my earnest voice I raise, to God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe. 1 through 4 of Psalter 387.
Thank you. Before our scripture reading, we will read the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We would like to read this morning from Numbers chapter 35. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in, and ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. And the city shall be in the midst, this shall be to them the suburbs of the city. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither, and to them ye shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them shall ye give with their suburbs. And the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give many, but from them that have few ye shall give few. Every one shall give of his cities unto the Levites according to his inheritance, which he inheriteth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give three cities on this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that every one that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron, so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smiteth him with throwing a stone, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with an hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand, that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled. And he shall abide in it until the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, ye shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. and Mrs. Garrett Bredewich, who were blessed with a well-born boy in this past week. the twins of Mr. and Mrs. Ruben Kreft, who are still in the hospital. Jeremy Van Hagenbos has also had surgery in this past week. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we may once again in this morning hour wake in safety, health, and strength upon a newly begun day and a new begun week. Thy holy day, thy Sabbath day, wherein we are also brought up by thee unto thy house of prayer. And thou knowest the heart of each and every one of us. Thy servant did long ago write, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." For thy love is better than wine. And then that there may also be such a desire in our hearts in this morning hour. By nature there is no desire, except for after all that is in this world. And then we are sunken in our wretchedness and our misery, longing and hungering after all that which is passing away. But thou art able to make it so different, and that we desire the kisses of thy mouth, and that we may desire something of thy favor and of thy communion. That is the fruit of thy own work. That comes not from us. We cannot, though we know what is so necessary, we cannot give that unto ourselves. And therefore we ask it of thee in this morning hour. And when it did not lie in us in this morning, and when we have come up unto thy house, and when we have come up in all our deadness, and in all our coldness, and in all our wretchedness of our natural state, then thou art able in this hour to make it so different. To plant that tender fear of thee in the heart of young and old, and to grant that true longing, that true desiring, that true choice of thy servant Moses long ago, who has chosen rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Lord, that is a mighty work, which can be worked irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. And for what cause dost thou still bring us together? For what cause dost thou still maintain our life and thy holy day, and that thou still givest that thy word may go forth among us? Oh, when thou wilt not bless it, it will be for each one of us a savor of death unto death. And our life that is going so quickly by, so that we know not what a day may bring forth, and the end of our life that is coming upon each and every one of us more quickly than we realize, so that we will soon stand before thy judgment seat, and everything that we have cared about in this world that is going to fall by the wayside. And that one thing needful is going to be before our face. Oh, that thou may grant us in this hour a little separation from all the cares of time and of sense, a little separation from all our worldly business, which can so take up our hearts by times even upon thy holy day, that we are buying and that we are selling. Oh, that we may be given in this hour to lay it aside for a moment, and that thou may take our hearts, and by the power of thy Holy Spirit, and grant us a holy attention. Oh, that we may be given ears to hear as we have never heard in our life, and that the light of thy Son may shine into our soul. Oh, that our eyes may be given to see, and that our souls may be awakened for our death state as we are traveling to that great eternity, and that we may be made to tremble for the first time in our life. O Lord, show unto us what Thou requirest of us. Show unto us the depth of our fall. O show unto us how that Thou hast made a way wherein there is no way by nature. And when there are those that have come up in this morning that must say with Thy psalmist, all unprotected, lo, I stand, and no friendly guardian at my hand, and no place of flight or refuge near, and none to whom my soul is dear. Oh, that Thou may give unto them in this morning our eyes to see Thee. Oh, that Thou may show Thyself yet a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that there may be food in Thy house for those whom Thou hast given hunger and thirst, and that there may be a little joy in the heart of those who must sorrow for sin, and that Thou may deal not with us as we so justly deserve. Remember us then all together, young and old. Wilt Thou cause Thy word to have free course? Remember the afflicted and the sick. Be with all those that need Thee in special ways. There are those that mourn, and those that miss family members, loved ones, husbands, wives, fathers and mothers, even children. Lord, Thou knowest where they are, and from time to time, oh, that Thou may also visit them, and wilt Thou cause Thyself to be known unto them as more dear than all the earthly friends that we may have here below, and that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And wilt Thou uphold all those who cannot uphold themselves? Remember those that have been gladdened in the week that is gone by. And when Thou hast given a well-born child once again in the midst of us and of this family, wilt Thou humble their hearts before Thee? And wilt Thou strengthen mother and child together? Give wisdom and grace unto the parents to bring up the child in Thy fear, and that it may be a child born to be born again. Look upon the little children still in the hospital. Thou knowest also their condition. Remember them in all their needs, and the parents also together, in all the needs and the cares which are known unto Thee. Remember the child that has received surgery. Thou hast made all things well, despite all the fears of his young heart. Oh, that Thou may also bless him, for body and soul together with his family, that Thou may heal him further, that Thou may instruct him in his young heart. Look upon all our children. Also in this day, oh, give to them attentive hearts. Give to us what we need to lay it out in a way that also the children are able to understand it, and that Thou may also have Thy people among the rising generation that may be converted in the days of their youth. Convert the parents. Oh, convert us all together. Convert grandparents. Convert young and old, whoever that we may be. Be with all those that go through this life alone. Thou knowest the places also where they dwell, and that they may feel that Thou art near. Remember all Thy servants and all those that study for the ministry and that instruct them. Be Thou on their right and on their left, and all that must bring Thy word this day. Oh, that Thou Thyself may go with Thy word, that it may go unto the ends of the world, that heathen and that Jew may also be brought again, that we all together may come with weeping and with supplications, that Thy Spirit may lead us in that way that leadeth unto Thee, and that we may be forgiven all of our many sins. Wilt Thou help us thereto in this morning to bring Thy word? Fill thou us with thy Holy Spirit, that we may receive what is necessary for our mind, for our body, all the strength that can alone come from thee. But oh, do fill us with thy Holy Spirit, and that urgency for the souls of men. And may it be a little word for this one or for that one that may be for conviction or for correction or for comfort, that thy name may receive all the honor and all the glory. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 188 all stanzas. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue, make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgrace. The last collection today is for the parking lot lighting. 188. 1 through 4. congregation. David, he has written, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." What was that? That was the fruit of the blessed operations of the Spirit of God working within the heart of the psalmist. We can read that Paul says that the carnal mind that is at enmity with God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And yet we read that Paul, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, that was living within his heart, that was coming out of the depth of his soul. And how is that possible? And when that a carnal mind is enmity against God, well, David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who redeemeth thy life from the pit, who redeemeth thy life from the grave, who redeemeth thy life from an everlasting destruction and separation from the Lord. And so he can say, bless the Lord, O my soul. That is, for him an eternal wonder, and that he may glorify the Lord even to this day. And we want, with the help of the Lord, to consider something of this working out of the words of our text, which you can find in that portion that was read to you out of Numbers 35, and thereof the verses 13 and 14. Numbers 35 and verses 13 and 14. And of these cities which ye shall give, six cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give three cities on this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. So far, the words of our text. Our theme is six cities of refuge. First, the purpose of these cities. Second, the appointment of these cities. And third, the placement of these cities. Six cities of refuge. First, the purpose. Second, the appointment. Third, the placement of these cities. We see congregation, a man running alone. He is hastening onward. By times he slackens a little. He is tired. His body is wet with perspiration. Oh, if only that he could rest a while. If only that he could stop for a moment. If only he could give his body what he feels his body is in such need of, that he could give his body a little of that rest that his flesh that is seeking after. But he does not dare to stop. Anxiously, from time to time, he looks to the left hand, or he is looking to the right hand. Oh, from time to time, then we see, and that he is casting his eyes behind him. And he sees no one, and he is relieved. But he does not stop. No, onward, onward, forward, forward, he is running. Who is this man? And why does this man run so quickly? Oh, this man, he is fleeing. He does not dare to stop for one moment because his life, his life that is, as he sees it, in very great danger. Why? Something has happened in his life. Something has happened in his life that he has never expected, that he had never thought. Oh, he has become a man whom he had never expected to become. Oh, he has become a manslayer. He has become one who is responsible for the death of his fellow man. Never in his life had he expected such a thing. Never in his life had he thought that he would become such a man. Or at one time he was at peace. At one time he may gather at rest with all his loved ones, with his wife, with his children. There they may sit together. There they may speak together about everything that is in this life. There they may even speak together about the Lord. But now this man, he has no rest. No, he has no rest in the daytime. That man, he has no rest in the nighttime. Any moment, then he feels that his life that is able to come to its end. And thus there is fear. There is fear living every moment in his heart. And why? Well, because of the avenger of blood. Because of the Goel. Because of that near kinsman. That near kinsman of that man who was slain. He is angry. And he is rightfully angry. Or then he has also no rest within him until that he has avenged the blood of the slain. And it is according to the law. It is according to the law of Jehovah, because a blood that defileth the land. And the Lord, he is holy. And the Lord, he is not able to dwell that there is murder of one another. Thus it is according to justice, it is according to judgment, that there shall come a vengeance, that there shall be the death of that murderer. And thus he fears danger that is lurking everywhere. Oh, there is nowhere where he is safe. Nowhere. Oh, yes, he has heard of somewhere that is where that he is going. He has heard of a certain place. He has heard of a certain city. That is a city not too far away. Oh, that is that city unto which he is fleeing. Never before has he seen a need to flee to this city. Oh, he has heard of this city. He has heard of this city in the days of his youth, children. And when he was sitting with his father, when he was sitting with his mother. And then they have given good instruction unto him concerning that city. But then he has never seen a need for himself. Oh, he has never felt in within himself any hope in that city. He has never seen any beauty in that city. He has never desired that he himself would run to that city. But suddenly it has become so different. Suddenly, and then he has become himself what he has never been in his life. Or in one moment, the entire life of this man has changed. In one moment, Oh, that awful moment that he shall never forget in his life. That awful moment that he has himself become a manslayer. Oh, that is that moment, and that he has come for himself under the curse of the law of God. And now that city, oh, that city that has taken on for this man a completely new look. Oh, he sees that city, he views that city now so differently. Oh, that man, he sees that city now in his great need. He sees that there is such a blessed suitability for himself within that city. Oh, he sees that city as a place of safety. He sees that city as a place of refuge. And thus he has left everything. Oh, he has left father and mother. He has left wife. He has left son and daughter and grandchildren. He has left friends. He has left everyone that he may seek that city. Oh, now he sees it. Outside of that city, and there is nothing but death. Outside of that city, and then he sees that he has to perish. And then that righteously according to the law of God. But, oh, if he only may come into that city, if he may only come within the borders of that city, then it shall be enough. Oh, if he may only come within its gates, if he may receive but the least part, the least portion, the least place, within that city, then he is safe. Oh, onward, onward. Do not stop. There is no rest. No rest until I may come within the borders of that city. Congregation, do you know something? Oh, do you know the smallest part of the life of this man? Because of sin. Because of the curse that is due to sin. Our text that is speaking about cities that have been appointed. Cities that have been appointed as cities we read of refuge. For whom? That is for the unwitting manslayer. That is for the manslayer who has not killed with forethought. That is for the manslayer who has not slain out of an evil desire. No, that is for the manslayer who has slain a person by accident. No, that is not for the willful murderer. He may try to come into that city. He may think to obtain a little place in that city for a little time. However, then he is going to be sadly disappointed because he will not experience that there is safety for him there. But now that unpremeditating manslayer, there is for him in that city safety. Thus, there must be a distinction. Thus, the motive that needs to be investigated. Thus, there must be judgment. Thus, that man, when he is fleeing into that city, he is fleeing into that city for judgment. You say, why is that this man, this man who is an unwitting manslayer, this man who has not meant to do it, this man for whom that axe head that has slipped from the handle, or that has struck his neighbor, and that he has been slain, why is it that that man he must go to that city. Why is it that such a man, that he has to remain in that city, and that if he does not remain in that city, he will be slain? Why is it that he has to stay there even maybe all his life if that high priest was young? Because he must stay there until that death of the high priest. Must that man then be made into a captive when he has done something by accident? Congregation, did you ever kill someone? Did you ever kill someone by accident? You say, oh, that would be such an awful thing. To have slain someone with motive. That is an awful thing. But it is also an awful thing to kill someone by accident. Come, let us go for a moment into that home of that man who has by accident killed his neighbor. It is night. And we see him lying upon his bed. Is he sleeping? No, sleep has departed from him. He closes his eyes. But every time he closes his eyes, then he sees something before him. And then he sees a lifeless body. He sees that body wherein it, which has been stricken. He sees that body out of which the spirit, out of which life has departed. He shivers with horror at that awful sight. Or he tries to rid it out of his mind. But every time in that he closes his eyes, and that is coming back to him again. Oh, then those thoughts, they are going over and over in his mind. Why? Why? Oh, if only, if only, if only what? Oh, he says, I felt it the day before already. That head that was a little loose. Oh, why? Why did I not make sure? Oh, why this? And why had I not done the next thing? Let us go sit next to him. Oh, then you may say to him, man, it was an accident. Really, you could not help it. It all was in the Lord's will. It is in the way of providence. And you didn't mean to do it. Oh, really, man? Then you do not need to feel so guilty. But what can you not take away from him? Or you cannot take away from him what is living within his heart. You cannot take away from him what he feels in his soul. Oh, you say, we are all people. Oh, every man on this world, they can forgive you. Oh, even the relatives. Oh, they do forgive you. And yet, congregation, that man, he does not forgive himself. He does not forgive himself. Why? He feels something. Or he feels something of guilt that is lying on his own side. Even if it is only the guilt of a certain carelessness. And such often do not know where to go with their guilt. They go to the counselors of this world. And they say, man, oh, you are not guilty. Push it away from you. Go to sleep. try to think about something else. But they cannot take their guilt away. And they point him not either with his guilt to the right place. The cities of refuge, they were not places of bondage. The cities of refuge, they were not places where men were forced to stay. No, they looked like places of bondage maybe to others. Others who were on the outside of it. Others who were looking on. Others say, pity, pity, that you must now remain in that city for so many years. But that was not experienced by that man as a place of bondage. No, that was experienced by that man as a blessed city. Why? Because that man, he feels something that no one else feels. That man knows, that man feels that guilt within himself. And that man knows something also about that avenger of blood. And therefore that man, he feels the safety that is within that city alone. Oh, therefore, that city that was given by the Lord, that was the purpose of that city, that was our first thought, and that is the reason the Lord, we see in our second thought, that he has also appointed these cities. Who has given that appointment? And the Lord spake unto Moses, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you. Wherein lay the protection that that man found in that city? That was not in its walls alone. That was not in its gates, that was not in its bars, because there were many cities that had walls, that had gates, and that had bars. And when he would flee to one of those other cities, then that man had never experienced the same safety as he had in that city of refuge. Wherein lay the safety of that man? That was in the appointment of the Lord. Thus, that man experiences, with all his guilt, safety from the Lord. And when a man, as such a man, may experience that safety, then you understand, then he is able to rest. Then he is able to sleep in the night, for so we read, the Lord giveth unto his beloved sleep. And what is now the strength of it? What is the strength of the safety that that man experiences? That is actually in the fulfillment of justice. That is the only way. And that safety can be experienced. Because the manslayer must die. And if that manslayer does not die, then it must only be by the death of the high priest that there is an escape. Oh, that safety that is found in the fulfillment of justice. But where can that be found? Where is now a man and that is given to fulfill that justice? Well, those cities of refuge, six cities, and they were found, they were appointed among the 48 cities that were given for inheritance unto the Levites. Those 48 cities, they were scattered throughout all the inheritance of the children of Israel. Thus the prophecy of Jacob was fulfilled, and that Levi was scattered in Israel. That was the curse of Levi. Why? Because of his wicked actions against Shechem and his family, when there was the defilement of their sister. And then Jacob has cursed this anger. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce. Accursed, he says, was their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob. I will scatter them in Israel. But that curse that was turned into a blessing. Why? Because the children of Levi, they have shown themselves to be more honorable than their father. When the children of Israel had sinned at Sinai, and Moses comes down from that mount, and then he is asking in his anger, who is on the Lord's side? And what do we read? It was the sons of Levi that came unto him. And then Moses has commanded, and those sons of Levi have fulfilled that command of the Lord to administer justice among the Israelites, regarding not father, regarding not mother, brother, sister, son, or of daughter. And we can read in the blessing of Moses, and that the Lord, he has recognized the children of Levi for their faithfulness. And that those children of Levi, they have been bound unto the priesthood of the Lord when the Lord has taken those children of Levi instead of the firstborn. And that he has set them also for the administration of justice in the midst of his people. And thus, that manslayer, when that manslayer in all his felt guilt, when he is fleeing unto that city of refuge, then he is actually fleeing unto a place of justice. He is actually fleeing unto judgment. And for what? It is congregation for his safety. It is for also the comfort of his heart. Can we understand that? That is a guilty man. That is a condemned man who is seeking for a place of justice. By nature, we cannot comprehend it. But congregation, that is the mystery. That is the mystery of the cities of refuge. That is the mystery of the appointment of the Lord. That is the mystery that is to be found in Christ alone. As we read, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other in Him. And thus those who are given to feel something of that guilt, they will also be made to seek, to hunger and to thirst after that comfort that can be found there in that place of justice. Let us sing. Psalter 389, 2 and 4. The enemy has sought my soul in dust to tread. To darkness I am brought, forgotten as the dead. My spirit crushed with grief is sad and overborne. My heart finds no relief, but desolate I mourn. 2 and 4 of Psalter 389. our third thought, the placement of these cities. Ye shall give three cities on this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. Thus, there must be cities that are, as it were, over against one another. In the north of the land, in the south of the land, in the middle of the land. Why? Because those cities, they needed to be spread all over the land, that they are not all together. And why? Because those cities had to be nearby. They needed to be nearby to everyone and that would find himself in the land of Canaan to be in such a circumstance. Because when a man found himself in such a circumstance, then there was no time. When a man found himself in such a circumstance, then it was always that haste was felt to be necessary. And then there is more, because it is not only in the placement of those cities, but then we can read how that the way to those cities had to be cleared, and that they had to take away every obstacle that was in the way, that way needed to be broadened, it needed to be widened, and that those roads, they had to be taken care of all the time, so that when those who found themselves in those circumstances, they would be able to go along on the way to that city. Then there were also way marks. Then there were signposts, as it were, along the way that are pointing him clearly to where that city was. And that from time to time, and that those way marks would be there, so that he would not lose his way unto that city. Oh, how the Lord has provided for that manslayer. Oh, how he has provided for him in the day of his great need. That already beforehand, before he has experienced anything, that the Lord has already provided, and that these cities should be there, and that the way that should be made plain, that all the obstacles should be taken out of the way, and that the pointers unto that city, that they had to be placed there. Was that only then for those who were of Israel? Oh, we read that it is different. We read that it is not only for the Israelites, but it was also for the stranger, and that there was no one of whatever race or nation that would be turned away when he has taken refuge unto that city. But congregation, it is remarkable that we do not actually read in the Bible and that any of those cities were ever fled to. Yes, most likely it is so, because these things, they naturally have taken place. But these cities, they were already for that people a type. Those cities, they were already for that people a preaching. Because David, he says, the Lord, he is a refuge for us. A refuge in the time of trouble. And so Paul speaks of those who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon that hope that is set before them. And so those cities set out by the Lord for the children of Israel, They were for them already in that time a preaching, a blessed preaching of the gospel, a blessed preaching of Christ. That is, not only for them. No, that is also for us. But congregation, where is now the need? By nature, once again we see so clearly that there is in that city no form. There is in that city no comeliness. What is necessary? Oh, it is so necessary that a man experience what he is. It is so necessary that a man actually become a manslayer in his life. Because if we never actually become such a manslayer, then you understand that there is no avenger of blood. And when there is no avenger of blood, then we see nothing in that city. We see it only as a bondage. Maybe you think so, young people. You say the people of the Lord. Oh, that is a life I do not desire it. Oh, they cannot do this. They cannot do that. They have, as it were, to remain in that city. Oh, that is a bondage. Oh, may the Lord open your blind eyes, that we may become that manslayer. Others, they are willful sinners. A willful sinner. What is now the difference? Oh, he is one who does not see anything of the awfulness of his sin. Oh, he is not one that lays awake in the night and they cannot sleep because of the evil of sin, because it is against his fellow man, because it is against the image of God, because it is against God himself. Oh, then it is not one that has wept tears over his sin. It is not one who has grieved because of his sin, because that sin that is still laying in his heart in willfulness. Oh, that is a people. Then they can maintain that name of that mediator upon their lips, but they will never experience for themselves the safety of that city, because they have never experienced for themselves who that avenger of blood is. But congregation, there is a people who come suddenly to know what they are, who come suddenly to know that they are living in a great danger. Oh, that manslayer, he is for us a picture. He is a picture of a man who comes to know something of his own guilt. That is a picture of a man who comes to weep tears of sorrow because he has sinned against a holy and a righteous God. There is now a man who experiences something of that avenger of blood, that experiences something of the curse and that is due to sin, and that he cannot escape that curse, but that he has to die, and that he has to appear before God, and that he cannot die, and that he is not able to appear before God. Oh, that is a man who experiences that he is on, not on the inside, no, but that he is on the outside of that city. That he says, oh, any moment that I can die, and any moment that I can plunge into that eternal abyss. And then, oh, how righteous of the Lord, so to leave me, to descend into that pit where hope shall never come. And yet at the same time, Oh, that seeking for that way of justice because of that love for justice that the Lord has worked in His heart. That He desires not to be saved and that He sees not the ability to be saved in any other way but that way of justice. Oh, how God's servants, how they are placed upon that way as signs that are pointing. Oh, the signposts, where must they point? What must they say? Oh, then they must point to where? They must point to that city of refuge. Oh, they must be pointing always unto that blessed mediator. They must be always pointing unto the Christ of God. They must be always pointing to the beloved of the Father. Oh, then they may speak of Him unto that guilty people. Then they may say, oh, that He has been appointed, that He is appointed by the Lord Himself, that He has been appointed even from eternity, before all any have experienced anything of their own guilt. Oh, that He is appointed as a place of safety, and that the avenger of blood, that He shall never be able to reach you there. Oh, then they may speak unto that people to say He has been appointed for them who have to die and who are not able to die and who are not able to appear before God with what? With their guilt. With that felt guilt. With that experienced guilt over which they go over this, with which they go over this world. With which they are not able to do their work with full concentration, with which they are not able by times even to lay themselves down upon their beds. Oh, guilty, guilty, guilty. Oh, and then to point unto that city as that city that has been appointed exactly for that people, for that manslayer, who experiences something of that guilt? No, not for the righteous. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, sinners, naked, poor, guilty sinners, appointed for such as they are. Do you know what the devil says? You are not really a sinner. Oh no, because we are all, nobody is perfect. And it is not really your fault. You are a civil man. You are a moral man. And then everything will be okay when you in your life. When you have to die, then you will still go to heaven. Oh, so the devil is speaking. But so the Spirit of the Lord is not speaking. And so the soul of that man is not speaking. But he says, no, devil, I am guilty. And what does now Paul say? He says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And that Christ Jesus is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. All those servants to point that people unto that city of refuge, all to show unto them not only that city, but also the way that is going unto that city. Because they cannot see that city, no, then they can only see the road that is leading unto that city. And then that road that has to be cleared. And so then it is proclaimed to that people, oh, that way that is now made so clear for whom? Oh, that way that is made so clear for a guilty man. That is made so clear for a guilty man. That he may run unto that city. Because now that price for sin that has been completely paid. And that justice of God that has now been completely satisfied. Oh, then he may show that way unto the strangers. For those who say, oh, I am not one of the people of God. Oh, and that I am afraid that I cannot be one of the people of God. Oh, then he may say it even unto that handmaiden, even unto her that was not like unto one of the handmaidens of Boaz. Oh, to point her also unto that city, and to say what to that people? Oh, that city, that is not so far away. That is an encouragement. That is encouragement for those who are afraid that they will never make it unto that city. Oh, they despair in the beginning already. They say, how shall I even now take the first step that I should dare even to come into that city? Because that is now for other people. That is for God's people. That is for God's people. They have faith, but I do not have faith. And I do not know how to believe. But do you know what Paul said unto those Athenians, unto the heathens? He says that he is not far away from every one of us. Oh, faith. That faith, what is it? It is but a look. Oh, it is but a look. It is but a look unto him who has come so close unto that guilty man, even to take unto himself their own nature, that he may be united with them. And that he may say, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. That he may say, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And that everyone that looketh unto him, should not, that believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, how impossible. How impossible it is for that people to believe. Oh, that is from their side. And they say that can never be done. But congregation, when the Lord is coming and with his Spirit, then he is also bringing everything along. Oh, then Bunyan says, oh, goodwill, he gave me a pull. Oh, and then that people, where are they standing? Oh, then they are standing inside that door. And then we can read. That door, oh, that is closed. And then that Christian, he says, oh, he says, I rejoice and I tremble. Then that people experience that it was not so far away as they thought that it was. David, he says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help when we are in trouble. Oh, then. What does that minister have to say? He has to say, haste. Oh, haste, guilty sinner. And look not behind you, neither stay thou in all the plain. Because you need to reach that city before that it is night, before that it is dark. You need to reach that city before that goal, that near kinsman, that avenger of blood, and that he is reaching you. And there is now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, O make us to be guilty, because herein stands that foundation and that is within us, that is so necessary to know. Shall that city be sought? Shall we begin to see a preciousness there? Shall we begin to leave father and mother and sister and brother and all that is of this world to seek that city? O Lord, wilt thou show unto us and that avenger of blood? Grant us to know what our state and condition is. And cause the ears to hear and the hearts to understand when that city that is preached unto us. Oh, remember us young and old together bring us safely to our places. Wilt thou grant us desire to be together again in this afternoon hour? Help us in this afternoon also, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 72, 1, 3, and 4. Lord, hear me when I pray, and answer me in grace. Oft as I hear thee say, come ye and seek my face, my heart and lips their answer speak. Thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. 1, 3, and 4 of Psalter 72.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless you.